Blog Talk Radio.
Together. Hallelujah. And as the word of God says, two or more are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're here with Pastor Mom this morning. She's going to greet everybody and then open us up in a word of prayer. So greet everybody. Say hi to everybody, Pastor Mom, and welcome them.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody. Amen. So start us off with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen, amen. And we'll say our prayer together. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God this morning. Hallelujah. As we go on to our scripture this morning, praise the Lord. We go on to our scripture and we'll go on to, okay. I'm saying that some people are having a problem getting on the line this morning. So we just say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just lift it up to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I see some people are having a difficult time calling in today. Some reason, the blood of Jesus is over that right now. In Jesus' name, we come against any kind of technical issues. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Father God, that you are the Lord. You are God. Hallelujah. Over everything in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. We believe, hallelujah, that you are definitely in the midst right now, doing as only you can, Lord God. We give you praise. We will continue on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some are saying that they can go online and be able to hear online. Thank you all so much for doing that. Okay, I see a couple of people just came on. So thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to see you all this morning. Amen. Thank you for persevering. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you are listening online, if you want to call in, it looks like you can call in now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm checking my text as we go. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Joy. Let me know that you can hear very clearly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to start this morning with Psalm 95. So let's read it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. As I was reading that, you know, we read that quite often. As I was reading that, verse 5, the sea is his, and he made it. I was just thinking, okay, if you try to call in, keep calling. Keep trying every now and then. Otherwise, just stay online with it. Amen. And I was thinking of praying in tongues Tuesday, and one of the interpretations that we hear a lot is oceans are mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I read that this morning, I think about it. The sea is his, and he made it. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Now, this is our year in review. So what we're going to do in our year in review is we're going to review what the Lord has shown us about his name, his character, and his nature. Because that's what we do in this part of the service. Praise God. Let's read the scripture first. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. So every month, He's given us a new name, character, or nature to ponder on. That's why we call it pearls to ponder, because he is the pearl of great price. And when we ponder, we think, we meditate, we roll it around in our mind and in our spirit, and then let God give us even a greater revelation of who he is. Hallelujah. And this day and time, it is so important for us to know, as Pastor Price would say, for us to know so much about him that we'll never doubt him. Hallelujah. We need to know him. And for us to ponder on a different character, nature, or name of the Lord every month, we can do this the rest of our life and not exalt who he is, not come to the end of who he is. So with this, we are learning. We are growing. Hallelujah. We are getting closer to the Lord. And every time we learn more about him, hallelujah, and just really meditate on it and let him cause us to be partakers of his divine nature. And the word becomes flesh in us and dwells among us. Hallelujah. So, excuse me. As we go through all of our pearls to ponder for this year, we chose a couple of them. So we're going to kind of linger in June for a little bit and play one of the songs that we had then. And then this month we'll play the song again for this month. But otherwise, we're going to just walk it through. And also, this is part of the sermon. So we've started our sermon already, the year in review. Amen. Let's start with January. January 2023, and I'll be reading all the scriptures that go with it, at least one scripture. Amen. So January 2023, we looked at the word is fire, that God is a consuming fire. He's a refiner's fire. He is fire. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. This is the NIV version. Hebrews 12 and 29, for our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then we went to February. In February, we pondered on him as being the transformer, the converter, the modifier, changer. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Galatians 6 and 15 says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. Amen. So he's our transformer, our converter, our modifier, our changer. Hallelujah. The only one who can make us a new creation. Hallelujah. Then we went to Mark. In March, we looked at him as being the everlasting God. Hallelujah. You are the everlasting God. Amen. So we looked at him as being the everlasting God, existing and enduring throughout time, eternal. Isaiah 40 and verse 28 says, has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't search it out, but you can seek him. Hallelujah. We can seek his face. Glory to God. Then in April, of 2023, we looked at him as being terrible. Now, that's not one of the things that people think about often, is that he's terrible, but he is. Not in the sense that we say terrible in this day and age, but he is terrible. Here it is in Jeremiah 20 and verse 11. Jeremiah 20 and verse 11. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one, for my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. That's Jeremiah 20 and verse 11. Oh, we have a mighty, terrible God, hallelujah, who can go against anybody who persecutes us in any way. They won't prevail in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but I know by the Spirit of the true and living God that we're going to need to know this in the depths of our being. We're going to need to know that no matter if what any kind of terrible thing goes on, the mighty God is more terrible than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, he came as Jesus. He didn't say a mumbling word, and he was, you know, he was meek and lowly. But, hey, he's terrible. Amen. Amen. And he knows how to take care of his children. Glory to God. Let's go on to May. Hallelujah. In May, we talked about the beauty of the Lord, our beautiful Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. And we understood that the beauty is an attribute of God. The Lord is beauty. He gives his children a capacity to perceive his beauty as well as to reflect his beauty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So people have their beauty treatment. Well, our beauty treatment is to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Excuse me. You want to be beautiful? Be in the presence of the beautiful God. Isaiah 33 and 17 says this. Isaiah 33 and 17 says, your eyes will behold the King in his beauty. They will see a land that stretches afar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the beauty of the Lord is not just looking good, it's also his excellence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Beautiful. And I think about the song I learned when I was a child. Beautiful Savior, Lord of creation, Son of God and Son of Man. Hallelujah. He is our beautiful Savior. Glory to God. And then we go on to June. In June, we talked about him being gentle. Hallelujah. He's gentle. We talked about him being terrible and beautiful, and now gentle. Hallelujah. Amen. He is gentle. His gentleness, his meekness. And we gave a little definition of it, and we called it thin love. That's his gentleness. Now, Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30 says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And those of you who know me, you know that that's one of my favorite verses. I've just been saying that, you know, easy and light. That's what he wants. Hallelujah. And we get that because of his gentleness. Now, this song we found back in June, and it's called The Gentleness, Hallelujah. Make sure I got the right one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who are just joining us, right now we're doing a year in review. We're going through, when we do our Pearls to Ponder every month, we have a new character or nature of the Lord that we are pondering on. So we've gone through January, we see him as a consuming fire. February, our transformer, converter, modifier, changer. March, our everlasting God. April, terrible God, mighty and terrible God. May, beautiful Savior, hallelujah, the beauty of the Lord. And we just went through June looking at him being gentle, hallelujah, strength wrapped in love. In July, we talked about him being the righteous God. Romans 14 and verse 17 says, kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So we looked at him as being righteous. He is the righteous God. Amen. Hallelujah. And that his very own nature and will determines what is right and what is wrong. Hallelujah. He confirms himself. He is the righteous God. Thank you, Lord. In August, we looked at him being merciful, the merciful God. Hallelujah. I thank God for his mercy. Every part of him is just stop and just meditate on his mercy. Great is his mercy towards us. Psalm 116 and verse 5 says, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Here we go again with righteousness. Yea, our God is merciful. That's Psalm 116 and verse 5. Amen. We went on to September. In September, we talked about him being a forgiving God. He is the forgiver. Hallelujah. He forgives us. I'm so happy about every part of him. Hallelujah. He forgives us. We looked at one of the scriptures was 1 John 1 and 9. Oh, and we talked about to forgive is to send forth and to send away. Amen. So when he forgives us, he sends forth and sends away our sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for his forgiveness. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us or cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So many of his names, his character, his nature, they just, they're all intertwined together. Hallelujah. Amen. He forgives us. He cleanses us. This is his mercy. This is his gentleness. Hallelujah. This is even his terribleness to go beyond what we have done and to forgive us. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's awesome. He's altogether lovely. Amen. And then in October, we talked about him being the long-suffering God. He's long-suffering towards us. I love every part of him. Hallelujah. Amen. So we went to Exodus. Now, long-suffering is also patience, and we're going to talk about patience next. In November, we talked about patience then, his patience. And it's forbearance, even though the wrong has been done many times. This is what long-suffering does. Amen. Hallelujah. He still suffers long with us. He endures with us. Now, in Exodus 34, verses 4 through 8, Exodus 34, verses 4 through 8, it says, "And he hewed two tablets of stone, like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord, the Lord God, merciful," here we go, "and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and the fourth generation." And he's long-suffering. Because you know what happened after that? You know, Moses threw the tablets down and broke them because he was upset. And God was long-suffering. He did the tablets again, the Ten Commandments, as we know them. He did it again. So he is long-suffering with us. Hallelujah. And then in November, we went on to patience, the patience of the Lord. He is long-suffering. He's patient. And this patience also means that he is slow to anger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for doing that, and we thank God that we take on that character, his nature. Hallelujah. Amen, of being patient. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Jesus said he was coming back soon. It's been some time. We do understand that 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years in the Lord. And right now it's been a couple of days in his sight. And yet he is still slow to anger. Amen. He is patient. He is long-suffering because he doesn't want anybody to perish, because hell was not meant for us. Hell was meant for the enemy and for his followers. It wasn't meant for us. Hallelujah. God wants us to be with him forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then this month, What we heard was joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. That's where we are right now. He's a joyful God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so what we looked at in this month, what we're looking at this month, the joy of the Lord, our joyful God, Nehemiah 8 and verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear this song again. We played a little bit of it last week. We'll play a little bit of it this week as well. And it's called The Joy of the Lord. It's joy to the world, the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just very quickly, our pearls to ponder for 2023, he is a consuming fire. The Lord is our transformer. He is the everlasting God. He is the mighty and terrible God. He is our beautiful Savior. Hallelujah. He is our gentle God. Glory to God. He's our righteous God, our merciful God, our forgiving God, long-suffering God. He's our patient God, and he is our joyful God, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're looking forward to 2024 for our pearls to ponder and pondering on him even more, where his character and his nature will become such a part of us hallelujah, that his word will become flesh and dwell among us. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now let's go to our declaration. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope y'all feeling the presence of the Lord like I'm feeling right now. Because I'm having a good old time. Praise the Lord. Now, with our declaration, glory to God, the Lord has had us do declarations, and we're going to go back and do our declarations that we did this year. And the Lord just kind of reminded me there were three distinct declarations that we did during the year that I did. I know that we had Pastor Price to do a declaration at one point this year. And then even my sister, Minister Mary, also did a declaration. Might have been Pastor Catherine too. Hallelujah. And it's wonderful. If you come up with your own declarations by the word of God, that's an awesome thing. Amen. And I'll just say to you that if the Lord gives you a declaration, you can send it to me, amen, and we can either have you do it or I can do it, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I really see next year you all doing more during the service, amen, amen. I hope that's a witness to you as well. Okay, so we have three distinct declarations that we've been doing, and so we're going to do at least one or two from each of these declarations. First of all, Job 22 and 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." So there's some declarations. You know, the Lord has had us to recognize and realize that there's some things that we're going to declare and decree, and it may not look like we need it right here at this point in time, but at the point in time when we get there, that declaration, that word of God will be standing there to meet us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And will do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or even imagine. So sometimes the Lord will have us decree things before we even need it. Glory, hallelujah. And it's the word of God. So it will not faint. It will not wither. It will not fade. Glory to God. So there were three different kinds. We have one of the declarations that we do, and then another one is his promises. So we're going to do his promises, and then the latest one that we've been doing is God's medicine. Hallelujah. And God's medicine is, I read, I think, for the first time with this group last week, his medicine is his word that's to be spoken by mouth three times a day until faith comes, then once a day to maintain faith. If circumstances grow worse, double the dosage, and there's no harmful side effect from God's medicine. Huh. I was, you know, if you listen to these commercials on TV, which I try not to listen to them too much, but this latest one I heard, it was a commercial about telling women that this would help them not to have hot flashes. But when they gave the disclaimer during the commercial, they said that the medicine could cause hot flashes. Uh-huh. We heard that. But anyway, there's no harmful effect for this. Amen. Hallelujah. For the word of God as we declare and decree it. Amen. So repeat after me. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease
germ, allergy, or allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. That comes from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's do one more declaration from this particular one. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. They're all good. Repeat after me. God is on my side. God is with me now. Who can be against me? He has given me everything I need for life and godliness. Therefore, I participate in his divine nature of love. From Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Now here's our promise declarations that we've been doing this year. So repeat after me. I am forgiven. That's from 1 John 1:9. Repeat this. I am free. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:1. And one more. I have purpose. Yes, yes. And that's from Jeremiah 29:11. Hallelujah. And then here is our God's medicine declaration. Glory to God. Now, there are things that are going on. I keep hearing this. I've heard it through several people that I know personally. And, you know, it appears that COVID is trying to come back. The blood of Jesus is against it. I'm trying to think right now. I believe I know at least 3 or 4 people personally who have been diagnosed with COVID recently in the past month. There was a couple, a husband and wife, pastor couple. First she got it, and then he got it. And I'm not for sure. I think maybe she got it again after that. The blood of Jesus. And that was within a couple of months. So the blood of Jesus is over that. And so, and others that we have heard about COVID. We're lifting them up in the name of Jesus. And then we're praying God's medicine. Declaring and decreeing God's medicine over them, over ourselves, over our family as well, in the name of Jesus. So repeat after me. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. Hallelujah. That's from Colossians 1:21-22. Let's do two more. Repeat after me. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree.
Jesus bore my sins.
Hey,
there, Pastor Mom.
Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God. And by his stripes, I am healed and made whole. Hallelujah. Shura Bahaya Sagat. 11, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's do one more of our God's medicine. Repeat after me. You have given me abundant life. I receive that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of my body, bringing healing and health. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. That came from John 10, verse 10, and John 6, 63. Hallelujah. Those are our declarations in review for this year. And we praise God for that. Hallelujah. For all of the declarations that are good right now and will also meet us in the future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's do some praise and worship. I believe right now I'm a little stuck on the joy to the world. Amen. That's a good thing. And, you know, I always like to hear Whitney sing it. God rest her soul. Amen. So here's Whitney with Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Hallelujah. Joy to the world. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Joy to the world. Joy, our God of joy, joy in our heart. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And may this be a joyful time for you and for your family, for your loved ones. Hallelujah. In this wonderful season. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on with our prayer for our finances. Oh, I have so much to say at this year in review for our finances. We've seen God do some miraculous things, some wonderful things. Hallelujah. Amen. I was thinking of, you know, this piece of equipment that mom has that costs so many hundreds of dollars, and how the Lord just said, call them up. And I was like, oh, God, they've replaced this thing two times already. If I call again, I don't know. And he's like, just call them. Just call them up. And so I called and praise God, it was still under warranty. And so they were able to replace it with no cost to us at all. Thank you, Jesus. And there is so much more. Excuse me. There is so much more that God has done. Time to go back and review what the Lord has done for you this year. He's brought us through a lot. Amen. Sometimes he put money in our hands. And sometimes it was just a straight-up, flat-out favor of God that took care of it. Amen. So take some time out and think about that. Ponder on that, too, how great he has been. And there's some things that he has done that right now I can't really talk about it, but come next year, in the name of Jesus, I plan on singing like a canary. Hallelujah. I'm praising him already. But, you know, there's some things that you can praise God about and you can't talk about right now. But then there are things that you can talk about that he has done. Amen. There are some people who go on trips and they don't tell you till they get back. Well, I'm on a trip right now. I'm in the middle of a faith walk, and I see so many things manifesting. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor Price, I thought about you this morning. I was listening to Apostle Joel, and he said, it's manifestation season. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is manifesting, even in our finances, and however he wants to do it, it's always just right. Whether he puts the money in our hands or whether he does it by favor. Amen. So let's pray over our finances. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me. And walk in agreement, excuse me, let me say that again, and walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you, to be grateful for it. I pray that I will always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it. So what I have and what I make will go a long way I pray I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. According to Luke 12:31, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now, there are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC. We have a Zelle. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. That's 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. And you can send it by mail. Make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC. And our address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. And as we sow our blessing seed, we remember that it is harvest time. And we thank you, Lord God, for providing harvest on top of harvest on top of harvest. For those who are tithing right now, according to Malachi chapter 3, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God. You said that you try you and test you on this and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. And then you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Thank you for doing that, Lord God, that our money will not be lost. It won't be stolen, devoured, destroyed, all wasted. Thank you so much for that, Lord. We thank you for the givers from Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over shall men give unto your bosom. We thank you that that's happening right now. Hallelujah for each and every one of us. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, that you said you make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, we know that we have some birthdays coming up, but we're going to talk about our birthday on next. We'll really sing happy birthday to you, Miss Amber Rose, on next Sunday. Hallelujah, because next Sunday is the 24th, and we're going to have our Christmas program next Sunday and just celebrate God, celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We're celebrating him right now, too. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go into our sermon, and it is we're still on 2023 in review. Now, here's a song that I heard this morning, and it just blessed me. So I'm going to go ahead and play that song this morning as we get ready to go into the Word for today, where we're doing our 2023 review of the sermons that came forth in this year. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I know that word was for me, but I think it was for somebody else too. Amen, amen. He is, Job said he may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. Hallelujah, amen. That's your word. Whatever you waiting on God to do, he going to be right on time. Amen. I know I'm waiting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said some good things about those who wait on the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of winning in the waiting when we wait on the Lord. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father God, we bless your name. We thank you for your dear, lovely, wonderful presence today, Lord God, your sweet presence here in this place. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Fill all of our places where we are with your sweetness, with your presence. Hallelujah. As I am even perceiving you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you are definitely in the midst. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this word, this 2023 word in review, Lord God. Thank you for bringing out those things that you want to bring back to our remembrance. Hallelujah. So that we know more about you in every circumstance, in every situation, and that we're looking to you no matter what it looks like around and about us. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So as most of you know, we have been in the book of Job since September of 2022. And the more we're in it, the more I know, well, first of all, I stopped kind of wrestling with God about it. I think I was wrestling back in September of 2022. But just stopped wrestling with him on it and said, okay, God, have your way. As long as you want to stay in here, I know you're doing something. And when I did that, then he began to show me that, yes, he is doing something. We have this great privilege. We have this great honor for him to just sit and take his time with us and to reveal some things to us. To reveal himself to us in the midst of a situation with Job that was a hard situation. I don't know anybody in this day and time who has been through everything that Job has gone through. You know, how Job went through in one day losing all of his children in the same day. Losing his possession, his wealth, his position in society, losing all of that in one day. And then after that, then his health began to go bad, you know, to the point where the dogs were licking on him. I mean, I don't think anybody in this day and time has gone through what Job has gone through. But I know that what God wants us to do and what he's revealing to me, even little by little, and to us, is that he does want us to know. And I'll read that scripture, Psalm 27 and verse 13. He wants us to know, as the psalmist knew, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He wants us to be in such a place, you know, that we, no matter what is going on around us, we won't faint. And in the NLT, instead of saying, I have fainted, it says, yes, I am confident. He wants us to be confident that no matter what's going on around us, that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So in Job, what he's showing to us is that even though Job is going through some things, God's goodness is yet prevailing in Job's life. So we began to look at this book, the book of Job, with those glasses on. You know, some people say, you know, you look through things with rose-colored glasses. We're looking through it with a lens. Our glasses are colored, Psalm 27 and 13. We believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We can look at what's going on in Israel right now with the fighting with Hamas and the latest things going on. And, you know, we look at that. And our hearts go out to them. And we have to still believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And also to know that Romans 8:28 is still in full effect. Hallelujah. That God is going to work all things together for good to those who love him and who are called to his purpose and his plan. Hallelujah. So as we go through this review, keep that in mind. That's the lens that we're looking at as we go through it. And God just reveals himself more and more. So what we found out about the Lord is he revealed himself in 2023 through the book of Job is that God is not fighting with the enemy. The enemy had to come before him just like any other angel. So God's not cowering in a corner against the enemy. The enemy has to come to him. Also, it's only the Lord, well, not only the Lord, but we can give permission as well, but that we found out about the Lord that he gives the enemy permission when there is a legal right. So we found that out, and there was a legal right in Job that the enemy could come, the accuser of the brethren could come against Job with. And that legal right was Job's fear for me. And so that opened the door for legal entry by the enemy into Job's life. So we cannot have any kind of fear. We've learned that in this time. Hallelujah. We walk through this with the Lord. We also learn that God sees us. Hallelujah. He sees what's going on. And when he sees himself in us, he brags on us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because he's looking for himself in us. And then the Lord puts the enemy on a leash. The enemy cannot go any further than the Lord will allow him to go. The Lord told the enemy how far he could go, that he could not take Job's life. So he didn't take Job's life, but he made Job really sick, but he could not take Job's life. And then, thank God, what we learned is that he doesn't listen to all that we say when we're distressed. When we go into the why, woe is me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And you know, with Job's wife, he didn't turn Job's wife into a pillar of salt. He could have done that. Because Job's wife even said, go on and curse God and die. So God, he's merciful. God is merciful. What we learned about the Lord during this year is that the Lord reveals himself as perfect. He is the perfect one. And not only is he perfect, but he is the perfecter. He perfects us. We spent some time in the potter's house talking about the Lord as being the potter and we being the clay. And I can recall during that time what blessed me. I was blessed so much through this. But when God puts us on the potter's wheel, well, first, he can break us all up. You know, he can take us as a vessel, break us all into little pieces, got to break us into little pieces, and then he puts us back together in the way that he wants us to be put together. And that means that he's a God of a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a 2 million chance. He's a God of many chances because he can just break us apart and put us back together. I'm a living witness. Amen. Because he has broken me completely apart, put me back together. The barbecue that you know today was not the same barbecue that was walking around here back about 25 years ago. Hallelujah. Completely different barbecue. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What we learned about being in the potter's house is that whenever he's remaking us and making us brand new in him, his eyes are always on us, and his hands are on us at the same time. His eyes and his hands are on us, and then he keeps watering us with the water of his word. Hallelujah. And we're spinning all around and on the wheel, we're spinning around and going through a lot of stuff at the same time, but his eyes are on us. He won't let us, you know, be hurt, you know, unrepairably hurt. But his eyes are on us and his hands are on us until we become a vessel that is fit and meet for the master's use. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Some of us are going through that even now, but he's making us fit and meet for the master's use. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So what we found out with Job is that Job would ask questions and he would make and reveal God. We're not going to go through all of them, but we're just going to go, you know, through a few of them, what he did. I believe this is in Job chapter 7, around verse 16. And Job mentions that he would not live forever. But Jesus answered that way in John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said unto him, he wasn't talking to Job, but he said to someone else, to the disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And so that's how we live forever. It's coming through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And another one, another review was, you know, even though Job was defending himself and he was talking to his friends and he tells his friends, you know what I know. And he wants to speak. Oh, he says that he wants to speak to the Almighty. And he says he wants to reason with the Lord. So that was in chapter 12 and verse 13, that he wants to reason with the Lord. And then later on in the Word of God, Isaiah 1 and verse 18 says, come now, let us reason together. Amen. Amen. I was thinking about a friend of mine just recently. She was going through some things, and she was in this program and our process, and they wanted, well, in order to go to another part of the process, a person would have to be referred there by someone. And she didn't get that referral. But the thing about her is that she went to the head, a note to the head of the organization. And when she sent a note just explaining how she felt about it, and I'm saying that this is what Job did, you know, how she felt about it, then the and I'll say that he prayed about it. The guy over the organization prayed about it. And then he opened up the door for others to have what she was saying that she did not have. And this is what Job is doing. Job is saying, you know, I want to be able to reason with God. And because he said that, I believe one of the reasons why we're able to reason with God is because Job put it out there. Hallelujah. And then God revealed himself as one who could be reasoned with. Praise God. Amen. And then later on, this is Job 17. Job 17 and verse 3. Job is saying, now put down a pledge for me with yourself, talking to God, who will shake hands with me. So God is revealing that he will swear a pledge for him, for someone with himself. And then, you know, we see that in Jesus. You know, that Jesus had to come and for us so that we could have salvation. Amen. Amen. And then in Hebrews 6, verses 13 and 14, here's our answer. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply you. So God reveals himself. He's not standing over to the side somewhere, but he's in this with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we learned in 2023. He's right. He's God in the midst. Amen. Amen. Also, in 2023, we have found out that God reveals himself as hope. Amen. Job was saying, and we're still Job 17, verse 15, Job said, where then is my hope? For my hope, who can see it? And by Colossians 1 and 27, we find that to him God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So with Job talking, much later on, our hope was revealed. And God revealed himself as our hope. Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a little bit more here in review. Of course, you can always go back and into our podcast. And if you did a Google on Get 'Em Radio, Job, you can pull up the Get 'Em Radio Job podcast. I'm trying to think, we're probably up to about 22 now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, okay, going on, God reveals himself, we said this a little earlier, he reveals himself as the God who sees. Amen. He does see. And this is, I think we're in Job 23 in verse 10, where it was said, but he knows, Job says, he knows the way that I take. And when he, when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. So Job knew that God could see him, that God knew everything that was going on in his life. Hallelujah. And just even now, we are being tried and tested, but we're going to come forth as pure gold. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord says, I know the thoughts I have for you and the plans I have for you. They are good and they are not evil. Hallelujah. Amen. And back to Romans 8:28, how he works all things together for good. Amen. And then God revealed himself in Job 31 as his wrath. Hallelujah. He is the God of wrath. He is God Almighty. Job 31 in verse 1. Job talking. I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think of a maid? For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? So God is, he's sovereign, he's omniscient, he's a God who sees, and he is a God. We found out later in Galatians, he is the God that is not mocked. It says, be not deceived in Galatians 6, verses 7 and 9. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that he shall reap. Hallelujah. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap and faint not. Hallelujah. So that's our quick review of 2023, what we learned in the book of Job. I know we've learned so much. And the main thing with this that I'm hearing from the Lord, and I said it before, that no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, we must believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We got to know that he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. So he may not come when we think he ought to come, but he's always going to be right on time. Hallelujah. that he loves us with an everlasting love, and that Romans 8:28, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that he's going to take care of us, you know, no matter what is going on around and about us. And really, he's taking a great amount of time ingrained on the inside of us so that, you know, once again, I'm saying things over again in review, so that we know too much about him to doubt him. When things seem to be completely in chaos and, we see things on the right hand and on the left hand, we must still trust that he is God, Almighty God, and that he's got it. Hallelujah. I got a text from a friend of mine just yesterday, and the friend is Bishop Aaron, and this is what he was saying. He said, read and pray Psalm 91, the entire book, for a little while or until God tells you to stop. And then he said, warning, make sure you and your household are in order. Amen. And then he said, something else is coming. Please tell your church to be ready. Do not panic. Whatever got them through COVID-19 will still work. And we know whoever the Lord got us through COVID-19 and these things that are going on right now. So people are perceiving that things are going to happen. And by his spirit, I'm perceiving that we are on ready. Hallelujah. He talked to us a few years back about being on ready. I believe even going through the book of Job, with all of the magnitude of all that Job went through, we won't go through anything that will even be close to all that Job went through. But whatever we're going through, whatever the Lord allows us to go through, we are prepared. We are on ready for whatever he has. And more than anything, he is with us. He sees us, is with us, and he walks us through whatever we're going through. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this year in review. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we remember that you are the God who was with Job, and you are the God of the pearls to ponder that we talked about today. Every pearl, that's who you are. That's what you do. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy, holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that by your spirit, we are on ready. Like the five wise virgins, we are on ready for whatever you are doing, Lord God, because our eyes are stayed upon you. And we trust you with all our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. We acknowledge you in all our ways as you direct our path. We give you praise even now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Now, if you are listening today and you may not be quite for sure or certain that you are saved, that you are born again, this is your time. This is your moment. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. So this is a love thing. God loves you so much. He does not want you to perish. He does not want you to go to hell. He wants you to come to heaven. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe by faith what the Bible says, what Jesus has said. None of us was here 2,000 years ago, so we believe by faith. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me, and just very, it's a short prayer, and you will be saved. You will be born again. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. And be my Savior. Show me your way. And help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, as simple as it was, it is eternal. You are saved. You are born again, and heaven is your home. Hallelujah. We want to pray over you. Lord God, we ask you to touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let your rivers of living water flow through them right now. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to think right. Hallelujah. Power to be transformed. Hallelujah. Under your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Also, Lord God, help them, give them the power to read the word of God and to understand it. And then, Lord God, let your rivers of living water flow through them and give them their very own prayer language. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For their very own prayer language in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. You are a child of God, and now you can learn more and grow more in the things of God. So what the Lord has done is he has put together this God in the Midst, Get Them Radio family of broadcasts to help us to learn and to grow together. Amen. And so we have several broadcasts during the week. There are ones who just got saved. There are ones who've been saved for a long time. And we can all get together and learn and grow by His Spirit. You can connect with us is via phone. And our phone number is area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. Amen. And these are our broadcasts where you can meet us. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kisley, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And next Sunday will be our Christmas broadcast, our Christmas program. So we're celebrating this wonderful season in the Lord. And we're looking forward to hearing our choir sing on next Sunday as well. Hallelujah. We're going to celebrate Amber Rose's birthday. Glory to God and Jesus' birthday. Thank you, Jesus. So 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching. Dr. Lorraine Navarro is out of Ohio, and she's our teacher. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, that's our prayer time. Hallelujah. And we pray in tongues on Tuesday. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues. And then after we pray in tongues, we have interpretation of tongues. And our interpretations have been in the headlines. Hallelujah. He'll tell us what it is, and then we'll see it in the headlines. Glory to God. So every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, we have two broadcasts at different times of the month. And we have, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. We have prophetic healing on the Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, where the Lord reveals ailments that are going to be healed. And whatever he reveals, he does heal. Hallelujah. The last one we had for this year was on the 13th. The next one will be on the 10th, on the 10th of January, 2024. Amen. And there was a man who called in. Now, first of all, the Lord had revealed that ears would be unstopped. And so that was one of the revelations he gave to us. Beautiful story short, a man called in. He was wearing hearing aids. His ears were unstopped. Hallelujah. And they called us back the next day, and he did not wear hearing aids all the next day and could hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So make sure you mark it on your calendar. Tell your friends and your family. Set your cell phone alarm and meet us in January 2024, and our co-host, Elder Philip Hockey, and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey. Now, on the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have the newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and that is our anointed pandemic baby. God has told us about these babies who made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. He has poured out his spirit on these babies, and they really need our prayer. They need to be prayed for. We're hearing so many things about what's going on with these babies. These babies, excuse me, are our future, and we need to pray for them as never before. These children are from the age of newborn to about 5 years old now. Hallelujah. And God is using them in awesome ways. So join us. December the 27th, Wednesday, December 27th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And our co-host is Pastor Catherine Coleman. So join us. Amen. Then on Thursday, we're going through boot camp season. Amen. And the boot camp we're in right now is prophecy boot camp. Wow, we had such a wonderful time on this past Thursday. Now, our hosts will be, our facilitators are Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne. So they were not with us on this last week, but they will be back with us on this Thursday, and we should hear about prophetic worship through Reverend Kim. Amen. And then, Reverend Bill will be there as well. And then that next week, on the 28th, we'll still have the prophetic boot camp, but they're also going to release any prophetic words they have for 2024. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in January, that's our prophecy month. And so they're going to get us started with a word for 2024. And I want to encourage you all again. because January is Prophecy Month, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. If you have a word from the Lord for 2024, we need to hear from you. Let me know about it. We want that to be on the air. Hallelujah. And on January the 4th, we're going to have a chorus of prophetic voices. So if God gave you a couple of two, three sentences, a paragraph, we want to hear from you and add you to our chorus of prophetic voices. Minister Rachel and family, it can be your children as well. If they're hearing something for 2024, we want to add them to our prophetic chorus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, prophetic chorus. I'll say it like that. Amen. And then we'll have others who will be speaking on those other Thursdays. Hallelujah. So that's it. And Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Amen. So you can... you know what? I'm just going to open up all of the lines. I see you, Minister Rachel. Your number one key has been pressed for quite a while now. So I'm going to open up the line for you. Anyone else, put your phone on mute if you don't want to say anything. Otherwise, you can say something. Minister Rachel.
Hi. Oh, I have to thank God that I was able to get